Your attention, please. The reason you're hearing that sound is that the following podcast could contain adult language, adult situations, violence, nudity, and or downright meanness. That means unless you're 18 years of age or older, you are not allowed to listen to this portion of the John Clay Wolf Show. So turn it off now, you deviant little fucker.
Where's my snuff? If I don't have my snuff, I'm going to torque the fuck out.
Your snuff?
Yeah.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, where's my dope?
Did you clean it out with your, what'd you call it, a pokey?
There it is.
You sure are fucking happy. Why are you so fucking happy? I'm not very fucking happy.
Well, we'll have to get into that. And I guess that's how we'll start. Where's my snuff?
Yeah.
I'm having an okay day. How was the sale? We did another test run Wednesday today.
Yeah, fucking suck cock.
Really?
You ever sucked a cock?
Not my thing.
Yeah, well.
What's it like?
Not mine either. It doesn't taste good and you can gag on it.
Huh.
It's just like the videos. Poor white princess gags on BBC.
Wow.
That would be me.
I love that one.
Thanks. Oh, that one.
Yeah, they get 14 minutes out of that deal. You would never expect that. Like, most quality porn is, like, you know, 9 minutes, pop, 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 right?
Be 14 minutes out of the innocent housewife.
Yeah, the poor white princess. The whole series is good.
Gags on the BBC. Have you noticed that the BBC is interchangeable in many of those?
Is it really?
I think they've got about six guys, and they're just...
Oh, wait, okay.
It's like a cover band, you know? You're like, wasn't that guy in a different cover band the other day?
I got to apologize. When you said BBC, I thought of BBC TV, and I was thinking, Monty Python?
No.
Downton Abbey?
Stuntmen. Hey, Bob.
Yo.
Listen, dude. I'm fucking done with this shit.
What happened?
I mean, this is getting stupid. I've been cool. I've been a voice of reason on Saturdays. I've been ha-ha, hee-hee. You know, saying things like, it'll start eating us up. It'll fuck us up. We better get with it. Yeah, it's time to fucking get with it.
Yeah.
We got to open the goddamn country back up. No, I'm serious. It's breaking the fuck out of everybody. I knew what we were going to lose, and we're losing it every week, and that's... The results of my business expedition this afternoon are not surprising. It's just realizing it. You know you're going to lose this much money. And I've already come to terms with it. Hell, I came to terms with it a month ago. But it's not... Now that we're getting towards the end of it, the function hasn't changed. They haven't opened the goddamn country back up.
Well,
they're taking it too goddamn far is what I'm trying to fucking say.
There you go.
So it's a whole nother fucking wave of this. I mean, I don't know if you noticed that the goddamn price of oil went to negative fucking 40 the other day.
Yeah.
Negative fucking 40.
$1.09 at the pump last time I saw.
I mean, what's gas cost if oil is free?
Just whatever it costs to ship to you, plus the taxes that your individual
and
state
the refinery.
Charges.
The refinery, you know. So I just wonder.
About 69 cents.
You think it's 70 cents a gallon is like the cost of converting oil into fuel and delivering it?
Plus the taxes, plus shipping.
Fuck the taxes. I mean, what are the taxes if it's fucking cheap?
Well, no, it's not a tax per volume. It's a tax.
The tax is a percent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the lower the price, the less the percent. But my point is, I mean, is it 50 cents a gallon is what the cost is? Well, how low can gas go?
I heard 69.
Yeah, but you're a fucking pervert. That's why you heard 69.
No. I mean, I heard 69 cents on the dollar per gallon. That's what I heard is the lowest it'll get to. And they were talking about Texas.
I heard if you keep gagging on a BBC, it'll make you go blind.
Well, it's still $14 a gallon in California if it makes you feel any better, man.
But they're a bunch of fucking homos, so they don't count.
It depends, too, if you're buying the gas that was already delivered, because nobody's driving anywhere.
Not Bakersfield.
For 3 weeks. If you're buying gas they already had down in the tank...
Yeah.
At your particular stock?
Sure, sure. They own it. It's like me selling cars today. I own it on the old money.
You're still paying $1.69. But other places where they're just shipping fly every day, they're paying $1.09.
Papa, do you realize we're getting too caught up in this stupid thing? I'm talking macro real. This is fucked up, and it has been fucked up. But this is getting stupid. Now, I'm not a rebel. And maybe a little bit, but I'm not. I mean, I'm like, I've never lined up for a protest. I've never gone and fucking hooped and hawed. I've never got on the radio too much fucking flew off the handle. But I'm telling you, dude, I'm there.
I think it's starting to happen, though. Didn't the governor of
Georgia? I'm tired of him saying it's going to start to fucking happen. 2 weeks ago, motherfucker saying Easter, we're going back to work. 30 minutes later, he's like, hang on, I didn't mean it.
Easter. Oh, yeah.
Easter's come and gone, homeboy.
We'll have churches full of people. Uh-huh. It's going to be beautiful. Listen, with a worldwide
Bubba,
pandemic.
No, Bubba, it's going to fucking break everybody. It's going to fucking break them.
Well, 4 weeks
You're
wouldn't have broke anybody.
You're not feeling what I'm feeling.
Of course.
Because I'm still paying you, and I'm paying everybody in this thing, and I'm not saying that to feel guilty.
Of course.
Please don't take that as guilt, because I'm talking in generalization. But I'm feeling this. I'm bleeding. I'm fucking sitting here bleeding.
Sure.
And I'm getting to... it's not just me. I just drove around town. I'm looking at all these goddamn restaurants that are closed. I mean, this is... What are we on, week five?
Yeah, realistically, 4 or 5. Yeah.
That's, I mean,
you know, hey,
they're going to put this motherfucker into a tailspin that you can't pull out of.
Well, listen, the thing with oil, that does not help this thing.
Well, no, it's a wake up call. It's the same thing I told Manheim Auctions. They closed the gates. They won't take in any more cars. They closed the auctions, right? Well, the lease returns are still coming off, blah, 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 blah. The inventory's stacking up. I'm like, you guys need to learn from oil. It set fire and blazed to the fucking ground. And you're fixing to do that to the goddamn cars. You're fixing to ruin the goddamn car market if you don't nut up and get going and quit being a pussy. I don't give a fuck what Reverend Clay, Democrat, Judge, cocksucker, and Jenkins in Dallas says. Fuck him.
I haven't seen what he said.
I did not elect that motherfucker to be my fucking mouthpiece.
What did he say?
Well, he's the one who shut down Dallas. And, you know, Clay, you haven't heard... Judge Clay Jenkins, get up and speak for fucking Dallas. Who made him the goddamn mouthpiece of Dallas, Texas? The fifth largest market in the goddamn country.
I wasn't aware of it.
Clay Jenkins just spoke today, and he set the new rule for your fucking life.
What'd he say?
It happens every 3 days. He just keeps saying that he's going to push it out, push it out, push it out. The last one is April or May. God, I forgot. What's the day? Where are we? What fucking day of the week is it? What month is it?
2020 is the 22nd.
Okay. He pushed it out to, I don't know, May 10? The restraining order.
May 10.
Hell, I'll look it up. I looked yesterday.
But another 2 weeks plus.
Yeah, and Betsy Price, our mayor in Fort Worth where we live.
Yes.
I mean, she's got some sass to her. I mean, buck up and fucking open the gate.
She seems pretty cool. Well, I thought that was the deal. I thought Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas said...
Nobody's got the balls to make a fucking move.
End of April and we do it.
Okay. He has not said that.
No.
The orders keep moving around. Hmm. Colleyville, small little city in between Dallas and Fort Worth. That mayor yesterday got some balls and said, I'm going to open restaurants on the patio. I'm going to do normal thinking shit. I'm going to open up hair salons by appointment. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But, I mean, they need to start. Today I read that Trump, he knows this. I'm not saying anything that the presidential, I mean, the guy's a businessman. He fucking knows. He knows way better than I do. But they're going to send the district of the DOJ after the governors that are getting all balled up and not letting it open.
Trump said.
Read it.
I thought he was all liberate, liberate, liberate.
But the governors are not fucking doing it because they're fucking scared. Houston spent $5 million on a goddamn MASH hospital that nobody used. We've set up for this thing, and I'm not saying it was wrong, but it's not as bad as what we thought. Okay, get some balls, hit the fucking switch, and let's roll before you fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, well, everybody's not in New York City.
No.
You know, everybody's not in New Orleans.
You chose to live in New York City. That is the most fucked up place in the world. My mother lived in Greenwich, Connecticut. I've been up there a lot, a whole lot.
Oh, man.
New York City is a very weird, exciting, electrifying place. But God damn it, I mean, you're stacked on top of each other, and that's what you get.
You know how many ride the trains to work every day?
Just stupid numbers.
5.8 million.
Okay.
A day.
Well, that's what they chose to do. Get the fuck out of New York City and move to Texas, move to Florida, move to South Carolina, move down below D.C. I mean, that's what you get. If you go to fucking bed with dogs, you're going to get fucking fleas, and there are fleas up there. I'm not knocking the people of New York City. I'm knocking the situation. Yeah, it's unsanitary, bud. You ever walk down the streets of fucking... Oh, two worst places, New Orleans and New York City. Well, no fucking shit.
I can feel your desperate aggression coming out of you. Certainly not at me, because it's not my fucking fault.
No, it's not. I'm not... You know. But Bobby, it's past the point now of saying, hey, it's going to be okay. It's getting ready where it's not, hey, it's going to be fucking okay. It's fixing to not be fucking okay. Up to this point, hey, it's going to be okay.
What do you do?
I'm going to get on the Saturday. I'm going to get on the radio on Saturday and go fucking ballistic. To where they either turn me off or I catch somebody's attention. Because this is getting stupid. No, it this is little, getting fucking
it
stupid.
It is a little goofy in places. Why can't people fish in Washington State? You know, there's no chance of giving it to anybody when you fish, you know. Now, Georgia sounds a little overboard. I mean, tattoo parlors and bowling alleys? I don't know.
Yeah, but all the people said, no, let's not do it. Well, you're paying everybody $1,000 a week to fucking sit home. Right. Motherfucker's making more money sitting home parking his ass than he was making it fucking work.
Some of them are.
Some of them. Lots of them. Crazy bitch yesterday that works for us. No names. Giving it, so I've been paying everybody, right?
Sure.
I said, everybody take their PTO, paid time off, which is a nice thing that we did a year ago to pay people for off time.
Sure.
Which we never did before.
Vacations and such.
Sure. Okay, so people have accumulated in their bank their PTO. I said, burn that off. It's starting right now. Well, you can't do that. Okay, well, then get the fuck out.
Why can't you do that?
You can. Because I'm not laying you off. I'm going to continue to pay you. But we're in this together, and we're going to burn off your fucking PTO while I'm paying you to sit at home and eat fucking Cheetos.
It's fair enough.
And this gal just keeps on coming back. She had $830 worth of fucking paid vacation. And I said, here's a check for $830, and to get the fuck out. I didn't say it that rude. I didn't even say it. I had them do it.
Now, do you mean get out permanently?
Oh, fuck yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Wow. So I'm sitting here paying you to not work.
Sure.
And you're going to fucking bust my balls and start getting all goddamn union-y on me about your PTO?
Well, now you know what you do.
Well, here's what I told her. I said, take the goddamn money you're getting every week and put it on the side. Well, if I have a family emergency, then I need my PTO. I said, if you have a family emergency, your ass ain't coming to work anyway. You're going to fucking call in sick.
Right.
Okay? So now you just want the money and the money. You want the money for sitting at home and the money for paid vacation on top of it. You don't want to contribute to me not laying you off.
Yeah.
I said, so I think I need to just cut bait. Well, you know, because she's got all attitude-y. And once I explained to her that what I'm doing for her is better than PTO... Then she's like, well, I never looked at it that way. But she still had an attitude. I said, you know what? You've still got a fucking attitude. So even when we're done with this conversation and you hear what I'm saying, you still got a fucking attitude. And I'm not looking for reasons to get rid of motherfuckers because I love everybody. But I ain't looking for a fucking reason to keep them either. I'm like, you coming to me every week, lady, is like going to your fucking uncle and getting another fucking loan.
Right.
During a desperate time. And I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, there's a mentality, though... My entire career, I've always worked for someone else. But I always have an understanding with that person and a mutual respect. Anything we have to work out, we work out. But I don't expect it. You know, I don't expect it. And well, I damn sure don't take advantage.
All I expect is for the people to appreciate what I'm doing. And if they're going to start
is
busting
that too much
balls,
to ask?
You're right. That's all I was asking. That's it.
Nobody talks about the offensive line. I know they're not the star players, but you're not going to get any time to throw that ball if that fucking nose tackle isn't there to block anybody, and that's your job. You know, I understand that. I appreciate that. But
hey, I think most people do. But
I have a feeling you're not surprised, though, that this particular person acted that way in a pinch.
I don't know her.
Really?
We got a lot of people here I don't know. Huh. This thing's grown a lot.
Now I'm really curious.
Younger. Imagine that, 25 years old. Well, when I was at Mr. Jim's Pizza, I was making $18 an hour. Then fucking why did you come here at 15?
She's not a relative of mine, is she?
No. It's like, why? I mean, obviously Mr. Jim's ran her fucking ass off. And because I don't want to be in the fast food industry anymore. I was like, well, then now you're not in the car industry or the fast food industry. Yeah. I just don't. if you want to be on, if you want to be fired so you can go collect unemployment, just say that. Quit fucking with everybody.
Yeah. Well, can we dial it to anything specific?
There's another guy that we hired that this guy worked for me when I was 21, hell, 22.
Wow. Okay.
And he was, I brought him on. He needed a job as a buyer and he sucked, right? And Charlie's like, this guy sucks. I'm like, well, but he's, let's give him a shot. So the other day we did lay off the five, out of the 50 buyers, I said, take the five worst performing people we have and let's chop them. Because they needed to go anyway. And he's one of them. But he's young. You know, he's 37 and he's got a fucking kid and a young wife. And I'm like, God damn it, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't fucking kick this kid in the head. So I give him a job working at this remodel project I've got. I bought a shitty, nice house that I'm redoing to sell.
Sure.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep paying you, but you're going to show up and do construction because I know you and you can do it. Hell, you've done construction jobs before. You know how long he lasted? 5 fucking days.
Really?
4 days.
Huh.
Man, I really want to be a buyer. Yeah, we'll talk about you being a buyer once this crisis is over. But if you want to keep a fucking check coming, you need to show up and do this.
Well, yeah.
I'm not as young as I used to be, and it's making me ache at night.
Yeah. And I don't think, listen, and I don't think you're
then
being
a
viper.
Then go to fucking unemployment.
I don't think you're looking for your ROI, your return on investment from anybody.
No.
You know, you ought to have a fair fucking
it's
check.
It's a fucking crisis. And I know if I asked you to do anything, you would do it. I'm not even fucking.
I'm here today. I'm not, right. Let me tell you a story, kids.
I'm not fucking with people.
I've been working at home.
I believe you.
Going on 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it right away, but I start to really think about this. I thought, you know, maybe it's better. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's better. Everything I can do at home. Now I come up and do whatever I've got to do. And so Mr. Wolf, our captain and CEO, Mr. Wolf.
There's two people in your world. There's the boss and there's
right.
me.
Right.
I'm kind of a different
person.
Texted
me about
20
minutes ago and says, hey, you want a podcast a while? I said, be there in five. You said, cool, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'll do that.
And if you couldn't, you couldn't. And I wouldn't have been pissy about it because I know that you would have if you could have.
No, I'd do it. I was thinking. Now, what I was thinking to myself right then was, boy, it's a good thing I didn't dive into that tequila yet. Because when you're working at home, you know, when you're working at home.
Right.
You're working at home, baby.
I don't know. I'm just...
What happened with the? What are the qualities of the market that you're seeing? Is there no buying going on?
We're losing our fucking ass on the shit that we bought in the old money. Surprise, fucking surprise.
Right.
I'm not seeing anything new. I'm not seeing anything we didn't plan on. But we just keep bleeding out every fucking week because we have so many cars, we can't push them all in the market right now like we normally. We can't have these 500 car sales because the goddamn market can't digest it because everybody's fucking closed.
Right. Well, yeah, that's... That's,
you know,
that's it, true. That's obvious.
Oil, -40 a fucking barrel.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Now, so, this is you have a lot better background in economics than I do. And I know it's got to affect virtually every business model in the country.
Yes.
The price of oil right now today. Because that, especially in this part of the world, in Texas,
mm-hmm.
that drives a lot of employment. I mean, a lot of employment.
A lot.
On every level.
Right.
From people don't think about the engineers and the P counters and the accountants and the receptionists and the, you know.
No, I hear you.
All your office cubicle workers.
Right.
Plus your pumpers and your, you know.
There's a million people that just got fucking chopped and nobody knows it
easily
yet. They haven't
million.
Got the papers put together yet to chop them. In just Texas. In Louisiana.
Oklahoma.
I'm telling you. Governor Abbott, get up on the mic and fucking open it up. You're going to kill more people keeping it. It's gone too far. You're going to give everybody Corona the fucking bank account, which we've already got.
Hey, man, how'd the first depression begin in this country? People jumping out of, you know,
mm-hmm.
skyscraper windows. The businessmen went first.
Sure.
And people don't think about that.
I know I'm acting panicky. We're not in any... We're fine. I've played this thing very well all the way up to this point, but I'm telling you, I only planned it to this fucking point, right?
I'm really surprised. It's not like, you know.
Opening.
I really thought it would kind of pop this week.
Yeah. And it kind of did, but not on any volume. We normally bring 500 cars a week.
or
we
more
sold
every week. Week after week.
We sold 145 measly fucking cars.
Right.
And when we got past that 100, the market went away. They couldn't suggest anymore. You couldn't shove any more fucking cheeseburgers down their mouth.
That's crazy.
That's really what's got me torqued up, is because we just took one little step this week and went for another 50 fucking cars, which is nothing compared to what we normally do. Yeah. And they couldn't fucking take it. And that tells me this motherfucker is fixing the goddamn pop if they don't fucking do something.
Where's it not given? Do we not have the buyers? Do the buyers not have
the
money?
It's not even that.
Because you know we got the inventory.
It's above that. It's the fucking governors and the mayors. It's the politicians. They've got to take the risk and open the goddamn gate. It's the system. It's all of it. And I'm speaking, there's so many people that are listening to this that hear exactly what I'm saying in a different industry or in a different vein. And we hadn't even started talking about the crazy around the house yet. I mean, how's your old lady? She happy? Well, fuck no, she's not happy.
You can't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Gip.
I mean, it's just getting silly. They canceled, school's getting canceled. I understand that. But it's time to open business back up. It's time to fucking open it back up.
Because well, yeah.
If you don't, you quit running fucking airplanes and cars. If they said pedal to the metal right now, gentlemen, start your engine, it still would take a fucking month just to get the motor started. And they're not fucking starting it. They got to start it now. Fucking now. Not tomorrow, but today.
I thought here in Texas, I thought that Governor Abbott had said that was the plan. See, I mean, I thought we were like through the month of April. Maybe not for,
I need to look.
You know, Dallas Central or Houston Central. And
nobody's gotten up on the mic and grabbed their fucking nutsack and said, all right, everybody, let's go.
Yeah, I don't think we have 200 deaths in Dallas. And I didn't think we had 100 in Fort Worth yet.
Houston's not that bad.
So, you know, why can't you ride a bike? Why can't, I mean, see, here they haven't just completely canceled everything. I mean, I was at Walmart this afternoon. It's about an hour and a half ago. There are different Walmarts in any big city mm-hmm. that you go to, okay? There's one we have here near the military base.
It's the way around the
country. Pretty nice, very well kept. Everybody walks, got a great posture. The carts are all returned mm-hmm. to the cart return. Okay. And there's over in what we call Renaissance Square here in Fort Worth, mm-hmm. which is kind of the hood Walmart. And it's got its certain quirkiness. I went to Our Lady of the Never Ending Walmart mm-hmm. over on Airport Drive. It helps to speak a little Spanish there. And I did. And I went at 1 p.m. And that's when all the mamacitas shop with their little babies.
Most grocery stores, they won't even let kids in.
Between 2 and 5 at a time. That's what I'm saying, though. It's always seemed, the last 7 days, it seemed a little lax to me here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't worry about it because I'm protected. And I know exactly what
this
I'm going for.
This fucking stock market's fixing to crash like a motherfucker if they don't fucking fire it up.
I don't doubt you.
And when I say crash, I mean fucking crash the fuck out. I can't believe it didn't burn off the other day when oil caught fire. I'm very surprised. And then what's a great place to park money? Oil, right? I mean, it's too cheap. So I go and fucking put $50,000 in the USO fund day before yesterday when it's at $8 or nothing. Hell, I've already lost 20.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna come back.
Of
what
course
you're looking
it's
at
come back.
The price you're looking at is the price on like futures from March, right?
No, the USO fund is just a conglomerate of all of it. But it's just,
somebody explained this on the radio last night, and I understood it then, but I was
well,
a little
there's
high
two things.
And I can't remember now.
A little high. What you're talking about on the negative oil, that is that is taking possession. Okay, I own this contract for 1,000 barrels, right? And it's expiring today, and so I have to take the actual physical 5 truckloads of oil. Where am I going to put it? All the storage places are full, and the offshore rigs want $200,000 a day right now to fucking float with your shit. That's where the negative 40 came from.
That's nutty.
Is because nobody could afford to take delivery. There was no oil still has a value. It's just not. To store it right now, it has no value.
I tell you something.
Cushing, Oklahoma, is tapped the fuck out. That's where all West Texas Intermediate crude flows to. Is this big holding center?
Well, I used to live in big, big metropolitan cities, but you know there are a lot of places in smaller towns. A lot of those gas stops are privately owned. Small.
When you
businesses.
Go out to West Texas, I was in Mineral Wells yesterday, really? And I went to Vernon a few days, you know, a couple weeks ago. Everybody's just normal out there.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's being goofy. You'd almost think nothing's going on, except everything's shut down. But I'm just telling you, Bob. I'm telling you, we have structure planned this up to this point, and if they don't take the risk now, they're going to fuck everything up.
Have you seen Turley?
No, not today.
Is he? Because, you know, Turley pretty well takes shit to heart. We better keep an eye on Turley.
Well, I mean, you better keep an eye on everything. I'm just telling you, if they don't fire the fucking engine up now, they're going to do permanent damage. And I'm not one of those guys. I roll my eyes at that kind of talk. I really do. But knowing what I know about business and economics, I can't even say it. We're at the point now. I know what it's going to take to get it going again, right? And you got to say go now,
yeah,
so that they'll get going in a week. And then in 3 weeks, they'll really be going.
Right.
You got to fire the fucking starting gun. It does not go automatically.
So to clarify, it's not just the fact that we're having to do with no live audience at all.
You're talking about
auctions? And there's none of that je ne sais quoi going on. But there's more going on than just the fact that they're simply internet-only simulcast auctions. That's not the problem.
That is a problem. That hurts. However, the problem is way upstream. I mean, they opened the dealers in Texas. In Pennsylvania, they finally opened them to digital only. But everybody's fucking feeling broke, dude.
Yeah, well.
Nobody's going to buy anything.
I'm not buying anything.
Right. Yeah. You and everybody else. And then the manufacturers are going to keep cutting and cutting and doing these crazy programs. It can be, say, here's my mess. Here's why I wanted to. I don't know who the fuck I'm venting to. I ought to do this on the air on Saturday.
Are you doing it on the air now? Kind of.
Well, we got 1,000 or 2,000 people listening to this.
Last week was pretty successful, actually.
Right.
I think we had 1,800.
Good.
That was crazy. For a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For nothing.
Well, if we don't fire this motherfucker up, it's going to fuck us up. And I don't want to be fucked up. I've been in business for myself since I was 19 fucking years old.
Right.
I don't do much different today than I did when I was 19. How old am I now? 47? All those years I've been fucking fighting, plugging, ironing, washing, doing the deal. All the time to get to where I am now. And I'm not ready to fucking give it up because everybody's being a goddamn pussy and nobody wants to fucking go. Let some motherfuckers die. Let me die. If it's going to kill me, fucking kill me. But don't kill the whole fucking country over it. What's that crazy asshole's name in Austin?
In Austin?
Yeah, he talks like this, like I'm talking right now.
Oh, Alex Jones?
Yeah. He'd be like, yeah!
He probably is.
And here, John, while you're at it, why don't you sell some of this silver shit? It fucking, the silver cream will keep the corona off of you.
Look what it did for my glutamates.
They're on his ass already doing, he was pushing the same shit that the Reverend dude was pushing.
Well, you know, that's
you're a chill guy. You live in a different mindset than I do, and I get it. And that's why you're enjoyable. And today I'm not. I'm not here to entertain anybody. Fuck everybody. I'm here to tell everybody, if you have any influence, if you have anybody, I'm going to call. I got a couple people. I mean, maybe it's just a little bit of push. I don't know what everybody's scared of.
There's got to be other people that are in the same line of work as you.
They know what I'm telling them to be true. It's not a theory. It's a fact. I mean, goddamn. And if the Chinese started this shit intentionally, which it very well could have been, then what's going to happen to them? Is everybody going to go nuke them? Are we just going to cut the motherfucker up into tenths and everybody get a piece of China?
I don't know.
I mean, if they started this shit intentionally, what will be... You saw the... You've seen the history reels of the Nazi trials.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nuremberg.
It's going to be that again.
Well, maybe it ought to be that again. If it was intentional, I think it was really just kind of a goofy accident.
I don't.
And I don't think they were eating bats either. I think this was like created in a microbial lab, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
and Trump's sitting there saying, fuck you, China. We're chopping your dick off. We're straightening this bitch out.
Right.
And then they come at him with impeachment. They come at him with this, and they fuck with him all. They've just been everybody's fucking with him all the time.
Well, China didn't try to impeach him.
China didn't. But do you not think that they have wanted that? when you got a guy saying, I'm going to take you down?
Surely. Well,
Trump
surely.
Stood on a podium and poked him in the chest. He poked him in the chest. He started tariffing him and he started fucking with him.
Yeah.
And they got to where they couldn't get anything done. And now all of a sudden, we're all fucked.
China has been difficult to do business with since the end of World War II. It's a fact. I know a lot of import and export people love them because mm-hmm. they make shit for nothing.
Because they're communist motherfuckers.
Right. Because it's all slave labor. I don't care what you call it over there.
Fair
right?
enough.
Okay. And so goods are cheap. You were talking about $80 polo shirts in the 80s, and I remember it.
Right.
I bought two shirts for $9 a piece today. Nice button-up Hawaiian flowery shirts.
Mm. How do you get that? I mean, in my whole life, whenever something's too good to be true, there's always something to pay for it. And we've been running on this too good to be true cheap shit for 20 years.
Yeah.
How do they do that? How's it so cheap?
Well, you screw the manufacturing sector and people can't, you know.
How do you buy Tommy Hilfiger fucking shorts for fucking $10 at TJ Maxx?
Drop out the middle class, you know, give all tax breaks to the wealthy and, you know, keep voting Republican, man, is how you do it. You appreciate the point of view on each side, right? A lot of people are really, really worried about this deal, but there's a word, draconian. Okay, for these cutback measures that we were told would make us flatten the curve.
We're marching around like we were in a nuclear fucking zone.
Yeah.
And John, you are in a nuclear zone. That's what this is. You can't see it. Well, the data doesn't show that.
No, it hasn't yet. And that's why we use the word draconian for some of these measures. You know, I mean, you can't fish. You know, you can't ride a bike. Some of the states have gone like really outlandishly overboard. Michigan's a good example. And that's where you're having protests, you know. And it's their people got to talk about the finer points of things and stop just clicking headlines and assuming that they know everything about everything. Like, you know, if I don't know, I can learn it.
I don't know why CNN's even on the fucking air anymore.
Because people want to know what's going on.
But they don't tell the truth. And I'm not trying to be a Trumpy here. Dude, I'm not a fucking Trump crazy guy at all.
I watch them all, and they're as close to the truth as you can get. Now, after about 8 p.m., yeah, you're going to get bash Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Otherwise, it feels pretty objective to me.
Whoever is the president is an asshole with 50% of the people, it seems.
Yeah, always. Always.
Okay. So it's a tough gig, period.
Right. And you can make it easier on yourself or you can make it harder on yourself.
Yeah, but it's like, this is, I mean, I've said it 10 times. I mean it. I saw a stupid thing in the paper a minute ago. Barr says, fuck them all. We're opening May 1st. Okay. Well, you know that somebody's going to go close them down. But
maybe
I think a lot of people need to just open their businesses and say, fucking come arrest me.
Hey,
just fucking arrest me.
If you want to shut me down, you're going to have to come and shut me down.
Actually, maybe that's what we need to do on Saturday, is say everybody go to work on Monday and fuck them.
Yeah.
Just fuck them. Take the ticket. Because really, when you get in front of the judge 6 weeks later, are they really going to bust your ass? No.
It's not a, I don't know. It's not even an extreme point of view anymore. It's, you know, when do we, I mean, and again, there are certain areas where this has shown to be more of a serious problem. We all saw the footage in Italy. The UK has gotten pretty bad lately, you know.
I've not kept up.
New York City for sure. Florida, where now it's only 2 weeks ago, they said, go ahead, stand on the beach. So we don't know. New Orleans has been pretty bad. Detroit's been pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are pockets in the country where it just, I think it's really the share-to-share spread, you know. We haven't seen really anything like a herd type of a concentration yet on COVID-19.
You've watched the Sweden stuff?
Yeah. They're not fucking joking around.
Mm-mm.
They're not, you know.
They're doing exactly what I'm talking about.
But they've been a socialist country since 1944.
Which they should be good little sheep and go sit in their fucking stables and shut the fuck up, right? And they're not.
That doesn't work here. That'll never work here.
But they're not even trying to do that there, Bob. They're doing opposite. They're doing there what we should be doing here. Fucking let's...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. No. You need to look at Sweden. Bars are open, bud. The fucking bars are open. The restaurants are open. The gyms are open. All the shit's open.
They're far out.
They're doing social distancing. They're fucking washing their hands. They're not picking their ass and sticking it in their neighbor's nose.
Right.
And it's under control. It's as under control as ours is.
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
I heard somebody refer to that during a report I saw today on CNN.
See? This is why they shouldn't fucking be on the air anymore. Go ahead.
No, and you know, they said, you know, and so far, I mean, it seems like it's worked over there. But and I thought they were making fun of the fact that Sweden had it locked down.
Opposite. So,
there you go.
And out of all the states in the country, Texas is the rebel-y one.
We're the most individualistic.
And why? And we're acting like the biggest bitches of them all.
Well, you're not. I'm not. I do what I want to do. I mean, I've been saying since day one of this thing, like when I was still coming to work every day, they're like, hey, why are you still? Hey, you know, you can work at home.
Well, let me tell you something. Now they fucked with our oil.
Yeah.
And you know what makes Texas special? Is our fucking oil.
Yeah.
Texas is Saudi fucking Arabia in the United States, bud. Houston, Texas, especially.
Well, and the oil infrastructure.
What makes all that Texas refining. Rich. All that big Texas bullshit, it comes from fucking oil.
Of course.
Period.
And
that's what gives the guys, the big Texas guys, the balls to be badasses, is because they're so fucking rich with oil.
Well, and the knowledge of how to get it out of the ground, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't get it out of the ground for $10 a barrel. I mean, they, you know, I don't know. That's a fine line. I think I've heard future cycles will bring it back up once the supply gets a little
Once we start
depleted.
Burning gas, bud.
Yeah.
If we're not burning gas, it's not going to happen.
Right. No, we will.
Yeah, you just don't. You're not seeing it as drastic as I do. We will. I've been saying that for a while. It'll be okay.
Well, just because
hey,
I'm not
Bobo,
terrified.
Guess what? It's going to be okay. I'm not terrified.
Doesn't mean that I don't care.
I'm not terrified. I'm pissed off. It's at the point now that this shit ain't fucking funny no more.
Well, I mean, you know. And I know you don't want me to like pretend to
you
be
can play
freaked
the other
out
side
or anything. I am playing the other side. Calm the fuck down. What else are you gonna do? Laugh or go crazy?
No, it's time to do something.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You know,
I want to do something because this is getting fucking stupid, dude.
Well, that's what you know. That's what the crazies always say.
Yeah,
man.
But now it's getting to the point where it ain't crazy no more.
You know, what do you want to do?
I think we need to put together a fucking everybody go back to work on Monday movement.
That works
and
for me, man.
What if it catches on? What if it doesn't? At least I tried to do something.
Right.
We've got, I don't know, 500,000 listeners on Saturday morning. What are they going to do?
Turn us off? I think a lot of
If I cuss like I'm cussing right now, they'll definitely turn us off.
A lot of our people are like have been working anyway, I really feel like.
Yeah.
Do you get that feeling talking to them? I mean, where are you calling from? I'm out here headed to Detroit, got a load, get
Dude,
down 2:30.
Yeah. But here's what you gotta understand. All of everybody that works for me, we got 100 employees and 100 more contractors. We got 200 people. A big, small, little business, right?
Right.
Nobody's fucking really working. Connie's working. I'm working. I'm not working right. You're not working right. You're working with what you have in front of you. But I'm telling you, we're all being accountable for our time somewhat, but we're not working.
Oh, yeah. No, well, there's no
doubt.
There's
nothing being produced.
There's no doubt I can get more done here than I do at the apartment, yeah.
But there's nothing to do. So you're just surviving. You're just cruising. You're not doing anything wrong.
I got plenty to do.
It's what everybody's fucking doing.
We don't. I hope you haven't noticed a lot of gaping holes in the show.
No. The show sounds great.
I do the same stuff, new stuff, every week.
You know, I called a guy in Oklahoma City because I was talking about, I was like, what radio markets do we want to go into? I called 3 radio people this week to talk to him about new shit, and all of them been fucking fired.
Really?
Big people.
And iHeart?
Yeah.
iHeart had a lot of that. I had a lot of program directors drop out.
Not just iHeart. Huh. I mean, it's like Schindler's fucking List, dude.
For radio people?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a sign of the times, too, man. You know. Because they can jukebox it. They can turn it full automation. They don't need programmers like me, people in the entertainment side of it.
All the events, Live Nation, all the fucking shit, dude. It all translates. And it is time. That is my message today. And I don't know what to do, but we might start that shit. It's not shit. It's serious. I don't want to go down as a crazy. And I'm not trying to get public attention on this at all. Actually,
right.
I'd rather have the opposite.
No, I just said
but
that, trying
but
to be jovial.
But at this, I'm like... This is, I don't want to sit here and watch what I've built fucking get ripped away.
Right.
And it ain't just me, it's everybody. And I don't think anybody really understands that this goddamn market is fixed to crater.
A lot of them are fixing to crater. One thing we can do
is... Oh, it's going to be okay, John, you're wrong, we're over it. No. You're right if we start back now. They've propped and band-aided and casted this motherfucker to where it is right now. But you can't. How many tourniquets can you put on it?
Right. Right.
All right. I'm gonna leave y'all.
The data's gotta bear it out. But one thing this sounds boring and sappy and like something they would say, not meaning that you would ever do it. But one thing you can still do is contact your state representative. You know, mm-hmm. You can talk to people in power about what you want because we voted the motherfuckers in. I do it all the
time. Nobody's got the balls to take a fucking stand.
It's a phone call.
All right, I'm gone.
Text nothing.
Bye.
What, are you all done?
Yep.
What am I supposed to do?
I see, exactly.
I can't follow that. Every day I have to follow that.
I got no entertainment bone in me today, bud. Zero. Obviously.
Well, I found it entertaining. It's always good to see
you. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Put that mask back on. Testy fucker.